Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm talking to you guys about algebra versus geometry. Now, before you get afraid of these math topics, take some time to think about whether you're better at algebra or geometry. Everybody seems to have a disposition, whether they like the shapes more or the numbers more. People tend to either prefer geometry or they tend to prefer algebra. And today I'm going to talk to you guys about kind of disproving that. Oftentimes we think that, hey, I'm good at this and I'm bad at that, but the reason that we tend to be better at some things than others usually isn't necessarily from an innate talent or anything like that. It's usually the time that we spend doing those things. So what you focus on is what you get better at. So for instance, let's say you feel like you're better at geometry, you're better at using shapes, and you can kind of imagine how measurement and those sorts of things are easier to conceptualize than things like mean, median, mode, or slope-intercept form, or algebraic equations, and that sort of thing. Well, I would argue that the reason that you probably don't like algebra is because you probably learned it under a rough time. And it could be that you just, you know, were going through stuff at home, or it could have a lot more to do with the teacher that you had for that class. Lucky for me, I've had some phenomenal geometry teachers. And this is spherical geometry, fourth dimension geometry, all sorts of geometries out there. And some really good calculus teachers, which is like high level algebra. And some good statistics teachers too, but that's because I've been focused on math and I got my bachelor's in math. So I had some of the best teachers teaching me these concepts. And so that helped me a great deal. And that's why I feel better and confident, more confident with both of those than someone who may have learned math a different way. So some topics that I like to teach in algebra are mean, median, and mode, and slope-intercept form. So mean, median, and mode specifically is something that I teach really early on in my math class, and students tend to think, wow, this is so much easier than I remember it being, because mean really is just add up a bunch of numbers and divide it by the number of numbers, however many there were. So for instance, if you take your last ASVAB score, you can probably look at all of the different scores that you got, add them together, and divide them by however many scores there were to get your average of those scores. This concept doesn't need to be that complicated. It really is just however many things there were, add those together and divide it by the number of things. Like, it's that simple. Slope-intercept form seems a little more complicated, but it's just the same, right? You have x's and y's. You plug in four x's, so y equals 3x plus 4, something like that. Well, all you're going to do is you plug in a number for x, and then you get a number for y. So y equals 3x plus 4. Let's say we plug in a 1 for x. You get 3 times 1, which is 3, plus 4 is 7. And then y equals 7. So when x equals 1, y equals 7. And it's that simple, right? Usually, the students will overcomplicate these things. They're going to throw in like squares or double a couple of numbers, just because they're anxious about learning these concepts. And so the history that they have with this is really what throws off their current learning and their future prospects. So it really helps to kind of approach these things with an open mind. In geometry, I really like to teach triangles, rectangles, cubes, and finding the areas of those and volumes of cubes, because it's a really concrete example. Like, if when I'm talking about area of a shape, I can talk about the area is the space that shape takes up. And people can think, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. How much space does this triangle or square or circle take up? How much space in the world does it take? And then we go into perimeter, which is the distance around. So the frame, right? How far around is it? And so students are pretty good at figuring out the distance of things. And so as soon as I start talking about the perimeter of something, that's the distance around. So to find the area, you're going to multiply, do length times width, and that's how much space it takes up. And to find the perimeter, you're going to add up all the sides, and that's the distance around. Angles are just as simple. Once you know what you're doing, you can talk about supplementary, complementary, obtuse, acute, right angles, all the different angles out there. But it's about learning what each of these words mean and then just remembering that. As soon as you know what these, five different angle words mean, you're pretty much good to go in all angles. One of the most important things for angles is knowing that a circle is 360. Now, most students already know that, but what they don't know is that a right angle might be 90 degrees. And the reason that it's 90 degrees is because four right angles is a full circle, right? That's the direction all the way around. So 4 times 90 is 360. And once that's drawn out for these students, it becomes very, very clear. Oh, okay. A right angle is 90 degrees and a full circle is 360 because it's made of four right angles. Anyway, at the end of the day, all these subjects are related, and getting better at algebra is going to help your geometry, and getting better at geometry will help your algebra. So try not to avoid these topics, but look for patterns in which they relate to one another. What that means is if you feel like you're good at algebra but bad at geometry, try to start using your algebra in geometry. And if it's the other way around, try to use what you're good at to get better at what you're not so good at. Because I promise you this, all things in math are related. They're directly related, right? Oftentimes on out in the ASVAB, what you're going to see is you're going to see geometry problems with algebra, right? They're going to show a circle, but there's going to be an X involved. And so there's some crossover there where you're going to see the algebra and geometry. But try to use what you already know to solve those questions. Because at the end of the day, the answer is going to be based on what the question asks and what you already know. So use the things that you've learned in the past and apply them to the questions that you see today. That's all I have for you guys today. Pretty short episode. Remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Thanks, guys. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers, and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps, so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right, and so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So, if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL, and you can do that for $53 off. Just go to gamonaltutors.com, GAMONALTUTORS.com, and you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic, can be found at gaminoltutors.com and use coupon code GAMINOL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.